Hello, my name is Tom Longano, and this is Boy Stories. All right, welcome back to the podcast. We actually have a special bonus episode for you today. Woo, bonus episode. Yeah, so we'll be interviewing Charlie about his story next week. So if you have questions for Charlie, you have another week to send them in. We've already gotten a couple good ones, but just wanted to throw that out there. And this week, one of our favorite characters, Jeffrey, had this idea, and I thought, okay, why not? He brought his microphone into his classroom, and he actually interviewed Mr. L about the story, because Mr. L makes like a little cameo appearance in the Green Book of Stories. Now, I will say there is mention in the interview of an ongoing legal dispute between myself, Tom Longano, and Mr. L. You can kind of ignore that. It's not a big deal. Everything's going fine. We're in negotiations, and we've come to some form of a settlement. So if anyone has any questions about that, you can email me. It's not a big deal. I just want everyone to don't worry too much about it. Mr. L and I are not totally on speaking terms, but we have been able to communicate through third parties, and everything's fine. I was really happy that he wanted to do the podcast. I think there are creative differences. He still doesn't love the stories. That's okay. Maybe he'll come around one day. But, you know, he's a character in the stories, and it's great to hear him talk a little bit about them and about his role in the stories. And as you know, Jeffrey really respects and admires him, as one should to a teacher. And I did want to mention, before we do air this pre-recorded interview, it is completely uncut. I did not cut anything. I maybe kind of wanted to, but I thought it would be better for all the fans if we just preserve it exactly as it was recorded. So without anything else, here is the interview with Jeffrey and Mr. L.
All right. Hello. Podcasting. All right, here we go. Hi, all my peeps. This is Jeffrey, all my peeps. I'm the little toy robot. I just wanted to say hi. We got a really special episode for you today because I have the microphone and I am in my teacher's office. Isn't that right, Mr. L?
Yes. Jeffrey, can we do this pretty quickly? I do have to go and...
Yep. He's a very busy guy because he got a lot of big things going on. Don't you, Mr. L?
Yeah, well, I mean, aside from teaching, teaching is very busy, as one can imagine, but I do think it's important to save time to do things like this, because as you say, people do listen to this podcast, and I'd like to say my few words about this.
Yeah, so what were you thinking when you read this story? Did you enjoy it?
No, I did not. I would like everyone to know that I can grow a full beard.
You don't have a beard right now.
I had grown part of a beard at the time that this story happened, I suppose, but I don't appreciate the author's speculation as to whether...
I did see the beard, and I will say to everyone in the microphone right now, there was not a lot of hair. There was clumps of hair.
Okay, that's not why. Let's not talk about that.
But now, you know, your chin looks great, Mr. L. I think everything's about you. You're great because you're my teacher.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I did want to say while this microphone is on and you have this here, and I don't know if Tom Longano is going to cut this or anything, but I did not appreciate being in the story. I didn't like the way I was represented.
How's the novel?
Sorry.
How's the space alien novel you're working on? I really want to.
There's nothing space about it, Jeffrey. It's a drama. It's a drama about the human condition.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So like, the humans have a condition. Are they like zombies? There's like a condition of zombie. Is it like a zombie apocalypse novel?
No. It's normal people. Normal people, but going through their daily lives and they're a little bit sad about it.
Oh, that sounds I'm sure you're gonna make it really interesting.
Yeah, you're not really the target audience, Jeffrey. I think that there's a lot of people out there who are willing to read literature, high literature, something that's not like the trash of Boy Stories.
Well, Mr. L, as much as I respect your literary opinions, Boy Stories is like the best thing ever written, so I don't know. We can...
Well, we're going to disagree on that, Jeffrey, because I really do not... next question, please.
Okay, next question. So when the aliens come into your novel, is it like pew, 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 like a laser fight, or is it more like a pew, 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 like pew, like they're invading New York or something? Like, is the fight, is it in New York or is it in space? That's what I want to know.
Jeffrey, I don't think you understand. I am not writing a science fiction fantasy novel.
Okay, but should you? I don't know. Maybe you should. I think you should. That's what I want you to do.
Jeffrey, I'm writing something that comes from my soul. I'm writing something after a lot of long, hard research and thinking about what it is to be a person in today's society, given all of the different...
What if the person in today's society had to fight like a big zombie apocalypse of aliens? What if they were alien zombies? Wow. Are we writing this together right now? I feel like we're spitballing. This is great. This is exciting.
Jeffrey, I'm... The novel is almost finished.
Really? Can I read it?
No, I don't know if it's appropriate for you. It's meant for adults.
Well, I like things that are meant for adults. I think that if you're worried that it's like a little bit too gory, like is it like rated R, like too many aliens?
No, it's just, Jeffrey, it just deals with a lot of themes that I think might be slightly over your head.
Oh, so it is in space. They're way over my head.
No, Okay, I just wanted to say I didn't appreciate being in the stories. I'm glad that my classroom is not in the Green Book of Stories. I've heard that there is a Yellow Book being written.
Yeah, there's a Yellow Book, and apparently that one's back in our classroom.
Well, I don't know how that's possible, because we have many lawsuits.
Oh, Mr. Tom said he found a loophole.
Are you talking to Mr. Tom about the lawsuits? Because that would be a breach.
A breach? What's a breach? Is it? That's a fun word. I'm gonna breach. Here I go. I'm Jeffrey, and I'm gonna breach. All right, more hard-hitting interviews from Jeffrey.
I think I should get my lawyers on the line.
So if there was a zombie alien apocalypse, do you think they'd maybe explode and go into space, and then that's how they come back alive? Because it's really hard to kill zombies.
Jeffrey, why don't you write the zombie alien novel?
No, but you're the genius. You're my teacher. You know words. I can't even... I'm not even a great speller, okay? I need you.
Jeffrey, I...
Can you please just write this book with me? Or let me help you with your book?
I'm going to do my book. And you can...
What's your book called? What's the name of it? So everyone listening can find it.
Well, it's not published yet. It's a manuscript form. And actually, I've been querying agents about it.
Whoa, what's an agent? Is it like a secret agent? Like someone who will sneak around and like the government hires agents to go find zombies and aliens who are in disguise?
No, an agent is someone who takes the book and gets it published
But do they use the book to find the alien? I'm confused. Where is the agent in your novel?
No, the agent is in the real world. By the way, the novel is set in the real world too.
You still didn't tell me what the name of the novel is.
The novel's name, it's a working title, but the title is a Long Day's Journey into Melancholy Dreams. It's sort of a literary reference to a playwright that
Okay, let's workshop that a little bit. So Melancholy Dreams is good, but what about A Long Day's Journey into Explosions and Aliens and Zombies?
That's not what I'm going to write about. That's not what I have written about. What I do have is about 700 pages about the day-to-day stress of a chaotic job or a...
Wait, are you talking about teaching? Is it about... Are we in the novel?
No, it's the main character is actually a struggling novelist, who works a day job.
Wow, I hope everyone's listening. Everyone listening on this podcast is going to want to read this so badly. It sounds so fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the target audience for the podcast, but if there are any literary agents listening and they're fascinated, they want to find a really good quality literary. I've put a lot of time and effort into this, and
Mr. L, why are you sweating?
I'm not sweating.
Yeah, there's a big bead of sweat going right down. Are you hot? Is it hot in here? I'm not that hot. Are you? Why are you shaking a little bit?
Well, I just really care about this novel, and we've said it, and people have heard about it, and you know, my email, if you want to reach me.
How about this? If they want to learn more about the novel, they can go to Mr. Tom.
No, I don't think that's not going to.
No, because Mr. Tom will send any communications on to you.
I have no communication with Tom Longano, nor do I desire to have any communication with Tom Longano. And
I think that more people, if there were secret agents out there that are hiding and trying to find bad guys, and they're listening to this podcast, and they want to find a cool novel about aliens and zombies and melancholy, then you should definitely look up Mr. L. He's got the manuscript. He's ready to get it published. Millions and millions and millions of people will read it, I'm sure. It'll win a bunch of prizes, right? You want to win prizes?
Well, I mean, I would be honored if it were considered for...
It'll win prizes. I know that because you're a genius, because you're my teacher and you're super smart. Anyway, I'm really glad that we could have you on the podcast today. Because that way you can get this wonderful message about your amazing, 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 amazing work to more people. And I just wonder, you know, we're reading the boy stories on the podcast. Maybe you can read a little bit of your novel.
No, I really, it's not finished. And it's still,
why don't you give it to me and I'll read it on the podcast?
No, that sounds like a terrible idea.
How about this? Instead of me reading your novel, I'll read what I think is your novel.
No, wait, what is that even?
So chapter one, it was a dark and stormy night when the aliens first came down to the land of the melancholy.
Okay, I don't.
And there was one brave hero. His name was Mr. L. He had big muscles and a bigger brain. And he was going to say, if the alien zombies attack Washington, D.C., I will kill every single one of them with my teeth.
Sorry, wait, what? Where are you?
And that's when Mr. L decided that he was going to save all of the United States of the world together with one big explosion.
Explosion? Jeffrey, this doesn't even make...
But he needed all of the agents from all the world to come together and be on his side. So Mr. L called up the President of the United States, and he said, I think aliens are going to come. And the President said,
no, they aren't,
because sometimes the government can be a little bit slow. That's what my dad says. So Mr. L said, if the government's not going to help me, I'm going to have to bite all the alien zombies myself. And that's what he did. Dun, 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 dun. Bini,
bini, bini. Okay, I have no idea what you're...
No, see, that's the noise. It's like a to-be-continued thing. So, like, everyone's listening. You're like, whoa, my gosh, that's so cool. And it's like, bam, bam, bam. And they're like, okay, I can't wait to hear chapter two. See? There you go. That's chapter one. If you want to hear chapter two, you can just send us a message.
No. That is not even remotely close to my novel. And
well, why don't you just give us the opening sentence then?
No, I really don't feel comfortable doing that. First of all, there are copyright issues, and...
Okay, fine. Then, if you're a kid out there listening to this podcast, one of my peeps, and you like that book, I will write it. I will write it. And Mr. L will write it. I will say it, and he will write it, because I'm not a good speller. And then we'll make millions and millions of dollars, and we'll donate it all to orphans and elderly people. How does that sound, Mr. L?
Sure, Jeffrey. I really have to go to a meeting, but I do want to say while I'm on the podcast, I do not condone anything in the books. I can grow a full beard, and anyone listening to this, I want them to know I'm a good teacher. I can control my classroom.
Oh, you're the best teacher. What are you talking about?
Well, sometimes in the books, it's not presented that way. I do have a sense of humor.
You have the best sense of humor. You're like the funniest guy I know. Well, Tom Longano is pretty funny, but you're one of the funniest guys I know.
Tom Longano has the sense of humor of a 4-year-old. It's shocking to me how an adult man can have such ridiculous.
Okay. Well, Mr. Tom's my favorite author. So let's be a little nice to him on his own podcast. But
I'm sure he'll cut this out.
Well, maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But I will say, Mr. L, that you are really smart and you're funny and everyone knows that and they love you like me.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay, well, that's it for Jeffrey's portion of the interview podcast. Thank you so much for Mr. L being on. Everyone, go and you can find his novel somewhere one day. The Melancholy Zombie Aliens.
A Long Day's Journey into Melancholy. It's sort of a play on words.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Mr. L. Okay, I'm going to go out. Bye. You did a great job. That was fantastic. I think they're all good.
Jeffrey, I think it's still on.
No, it's not. You know, there's a thing about there's a thing with like little robots. I want to ask you this. There's a thing on Patreon. And
yeah, Jeffrey, turn off the microphone.
No, it's not. Is it? Oh, it is still on. Okay. Can you do it for me?
Yeah. You gotta press it.
Wow. That looks broken. That looks really broken.
Here's the button right here.